You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, March 26th. I'm Jacob Passy, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 13%. That's the percentage of COVID-19 cases represented by children. Why is that number important? Children might not be as prone to serious complications from the virus, but experts say that getting them vaccinated will be critical to achieving herd immunity. On Thursday, Pfizer announced that it had begun testing its COVID-19 vaccine in children between the ages of 6 months to 11 years old. Initial results from the trial are expected by the end of the year. Both Pfizer and Moderna have already begun testing their vaccines for children over the age of 12. The Pfizer shot is authorized for people 16 years and older, while the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines are only available to those 18 and older. To achieve herd immunity against COVID-19, anywhere from 70% to 80% of the population must be vaccinated or immune to the virus. So getting children inoculated will prove critical. The next number up is 37%. That's how much sales of non-prescription medications for coughs and colds have fallen at drugstore chain Rite Aid. The company revealed the figure as part of updated guidance on Thursday. Fewer Americans caught the flu this year, thanks to COVID-related social distancing and mask wearing, and that has hurt sales for drugstore chains. With fewer people getting sick, there's less demand for over-the-counter remedies. Plus, many Americans turned to mail order and drive-through pharmacies during the pandemic, which has further cut into retail pharmacies' sales. But analysts remain optimistic on drugstore chains like Rite Aid. Deutsche Bank reiterated its hold rating for the company, saying that the gradual return to normalcy this year should boost its sales. Our last number is $17 billion. That's how much fast food conglomerate Yum Brands earned in digital sales last year. Yum Brands is the owner of KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. Given the success it has had so far, the company is now doubling down to boost its e-commerce abilities. This week, Yum announced it would purchase TikTok, an Israeli ordering and marketing platform. The company has rolled out a new e-commerce platform for KFC and improved the online ordering capabilities for Pizza Hut and Taco Bell as well. Analysts say these improvements will come in handy, especially as the company starts to face pressure to increase wages for its American workers. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, March 26th. I'm Jacob Passy, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend!